الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق النبيه الكريم وإنه على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear respected brothers and elders, if we review back to the previous Friday's talk and the advice which I was trying to give relating to the qualities, the sifat of a believer which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, the quality which every mu'min is supposed to have, and amongst one of the quality was the quality when they stand up for salah, they have the khushu inside them. Now you probably heard many times people say that this person, mashallah, reads salat with khushu and khudu. Now what do we understand from khushu and khudu? What is the meaning for that? To perform salat with khushu and khudu, what do we understand? And how are we implementing this into our salat, into our daily prayer when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One is khushu, which is with sheen, and one is khudu with dad. Khudu means to submit your body for the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's related to the body. Complete body should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No movement should be, unnecessary movement should be made with the body in the salat. Now if you look at it, our salat, just our salat, not look at anybody else, just imagine how we pray salat. When we stand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how many times do we move our hands, body? How many times do we have to move our hands to scratch ourselves, to itch ourselves, to make our clothes, or there is something on our clothes to get rid of it? How many times do we do that? Are we properly submitting our whole body towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah? The fuqahas, they say that if somebody makes three or more movements, unnecessary movements in salah, then the salah is nullified. How many movements do we make when we say Allahu Akbar, we stand up? Next minute. Some people even just try to get the clothes so that it doesn't get creased up. They look after the clothes in salat. My respected brothers and elders, like previous week I said that before we start the salat, there is preparation for the salat. And we have to have the effect of salat when we stand up. Who are we standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who has created us? Who has ordered us to submit in front of Him? who has created us and ordered us to prostrate in front of him is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're making mockery out of it, we're making joke out of it. So khudu is to submit the whole body for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And khushu is the heart. The heart submit to heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why when we say khushu and khudu, both are very important. Because the salat is related to the body, and the spirit, the spiritual thing is from the heart. Because a person has the link in the heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can read anybody's heart except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot judge somebody from his outer looking. We cannot judge somebody from what he's doing. We cannot judge somebody from where he is unless we have proper evidence. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can judge somebody according to what they movement they do, and just maybe even say or presume that this is what's going to happen. Not exact. I think this brother is doing this. I think he's going to do that from the action which he makes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can tell whatever is in his heart. We cannot. We cannot even tell the movement. We can make an idea from that. Not exactly say what that person is going to do. So my dear respected brothers and elders, it is very important that when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our mind, our body, our heart is totally submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not fidgeting around in salat. My dear respected brothers and elders, maybe for years we have been performing salat with jamaat. If not five prayers, definitely Jummah. If not Jummah, definitely Eid, Eidain, the salat with jamaat. How many etiquettes have we learnt about jamaat? How many things have we learnt which will nullify our salat even if we were behind the imam? It is not that case that, okay, I come and it comes in hadith, the imam is responsible for the muqtadis. Whatever the imam will do, the muqtadis, the salat will be accepted, whatever happens. The imam will be responsible for it. Yes, the hadith is there. But there are certain things where muqtadi will do, imam does not have the responsibility of. Somebody comes without wuzu and stands up. Is the imam responsible for it? No. Somebody's clothes is napak, dirty. He comes with that clothes and stands up for salat. Would that salat be accepted? The imam is not responsible for it. Somebody comes with a clothes which is not appropriate to stand up in salat. Imam is not responsible for it. A cloth which is expanding his satr, imam is not responsible for it. My respected brothers, this kind of thing, we think, okay, we have to go and read salat with jamaat, let's go. And we just come. We don't come with that effect that what is salat with jamaat? Who are we standing in front of? When we stand in line, and we get together, who are we bowing to? Who are we standing in front of? Mighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have the fear. We don't have any sort of realization in our mind that we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time of sahabas, they used to have fear. When they used to stand for salat, they say Allahu Akbar, they used to be shaking. With the fear that, is that going to be accepted from Allah? Is my salat, me standing in front of Allah, is accepted, or Allah is throwing or through angels this salat on my face like a dirty rag? And Khamsan Hadith, Prophet ﷺ says, that certain people will be performing the salat, and their salat will not be accepted by Allah, but it will be thrown on the face like a dirty rag. If I grab a rag and throw it on somebody's face, how upset they will get. For getting a dirty, even something, just throw it into somebody's face, they will get angry. And Allah is saying, through Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying Allah's word, that Allah appoints an angel who throws that salat in a form of rag on that person's face. So many years, for years we've been performing salat. That salat is thrown on our face like a dirty rag, yet we don't realize. And then we complain that I pray salat, I don't get anything. Look at the non-Muslims, they don't perform salat, they're getting everything. They got that falah. Like I explained last week, what does falah mean? The true success. And we compare ourselves with the non-Muslims. We compare ourselves with the non-Muslims. That these people, they're gambling, they're not performing salat, they're drinking, they're doing what not. But yet they're getting, they're successful in their what, in their business, they're successful in whatever they want to do. And we compare ourselves to them. Me performing salat, me doing the dhikr of Allah, me submitting my whole body to Allah, my heart to Allah, is not having anything, no effect. My dear respected brothers and elders, if we submit totally, we submit properly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's promise is there. Allah never breaks His promise and never will break His promise. From day one until now, Allah will never break His promise. If Allah breaks His promise, He's not Allah. And we have faith in that. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He promised, is He will fulfill. And He has fulfilled. And whatever Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is also truth. And there is no doubt in it. There is no doubt in Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's word, in action, in his silence. There is no doubt. If we have this in mind, then we need to renew our iman. If we have doubt in Allah, if we have doubt in Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's word, his actions, his amal, his silence, when word is to be asked, question is to be asked, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to say silence. Because there's three ways of getting hadith from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said himself to do this. Another thing is Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it through his action. And the Sahaba did it, he did not say anything. Thirdly, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahabas did ask question or did certain amal, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not object on it. So these three things. If we have any doubt on this, then we need to renew our iman. Therefore, my dear respected brothers and elders, it's time to wake up, time to realize who we are and where are we going to go and where are we at the present moment. Because this life, this world is temporary, it's going to finish one day. We know that. And everything will vanish, everything will finish. Nothing will go with us except those good deeds. Those deeds which we did to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those will go with us. And the iman, the belief which we have created solid in our heart, that will go with us. Apart from that, nothing else. The rest will stay behind. Salat is one of the main amal, and is the biggest amal where a person can save himself from a lot of other calamities, a lot of other things which falls on him. If the salat is proper, then the rest is proper. Like I've explained last week to on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask about the salat first. A person will be reckoned and he will be questioned about the salat. My dear respected brothers, let us just think when we sit alone that Who am I? Who created me? And when I perform salat, when I stand up for five-time prayer, who am I standing in front of? Who has ordered me? My mom, my dad, my elders, my peer, my ustad, or my imam, or my president of the mosque, or president of the community? Who? Who has ordered me to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Get this realization that I am standing in front of Allah because Allah has ordered me. He has created me. He is my sustainer. He is my Rabb. And that is something which we have said to Allah, that surely you are my Rabb. You are my sustainer. And we have to prove that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, this world is a place where we have to prove this. And we have to make effort. And we have to build ourselves and really go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, surely my servant, the servant who said yes, qalu bala, on that day when I asked him that question, yes, surely he has fulfilled his answer, and he is truthful in his answer, and there is success for that person, eternal success, success where he will be entered into Jannah, and there will be no exit for him. Entrance into Jannah, there is no exit, forever and ever. On the other hand, if we don't succeed, then the fire of it is open, the door is open for us. And nobody in this world can bear the heat of the fire of hell. My dear respected brothers and elders, let us think to ourselves, this is my advice to you, that when we sit down alone, we've got nothing to do, sit down and think about this. Let us review ourselves, who we are and where we have come from, who is our creator, and what should we do to please our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and become not a good human being, but to become also a good mu'min. A mu'min which the qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, to implement those qualities into our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and you brothers, inshallah, the tawfiq to implement and create those qualities which Allah wants us to create. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to perform our salat with khushu and khudu.